Blog Talk Radio.
This is Miracle Man and the Preacher Man show live here. And we are here live at McDonald's on Saginaw Road. Beautiful Tuesday night. We're at South Saginaw Road McDonald's, to be exact. It's so glad to have you with us, wherever you may be and however you may be accessing the show. I'm so glad to have you. Like I said a minute ago, we are at McDonald's on South Saginaw Road, 1711 South Saginaw Road, directly northwest of an Admiral gas station and southeast of a Disability Network for Admission office. And we are directly across the road from a Kmart store, one of the very few left in the area, as they have all closed, many of them have closed up shop. So, you're thinking, so some of you are thinking, this is my first time listening to this. Are there ways that I can either listen to previous episodes or be notified when we'll do a future episode? Yes, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. You can, and what you'll do is in that search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. And then you will see The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show, which is us. This is episode number 38. Woo! 38 of these. This is number 38. And you'll see all the ones we've done. And after tonight, this one will be up there too, as one of them we've done. And we've talked a lot about, we talk about faith, and we talk about fun and sports. Like a lot of times that tagline will be faith, fun, football. So, yep, tonight it'll be more of the same. And you can hit that notify me button when we do a future show. Like next time we do a show, you'll be notified. Oh yeah, by the way, the Miracle Man and Preacher Man is going to be live again in a few minutes. So you should probably tune in. And now, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And you can use your smartphone to go to blogtalkradio.com. And again, search Preacher and Miracle Man and all that. And then you'll be live with us. You can also use that smartphone of yours to call a number that we have for you so you can call in and talk to us. This telephone number is 215-383-3810. Again, that telephone number is 215-383-3810. You can press 1. It'll get you, when you press 1, here's what's going to happen. After you press 1, you'll be taken through the call screener. This call screener will basically be this voice activated thing and what it'll, and you'll be brought into the show. Right now, which am I on as? Am I on as like, am I on as a VIP guest on my computer or what? Okay, sorry. But like, I'm live, and so here's, so what you can do is, you'll press 1, you'll go through the screener, you'll be back on to talk to us, and we can talk to whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. And the reason I say that is because we have great other great political talk show hosts you can listen to, whether it be Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, among others. We got great talk shows that you can listen to.
I
am not one of those political talk shows. I am a faith man, so we talk a lot about faith and God. And also, I'm a sports broadcaster. My dream is to be a stadium announcer and or a sports talk show host, or even both. And it's an amazing thing. Like, I've had aspirations for years of being one of those big NFL stadium announcers, and I think it'd be pretty cool. But nonetheless, we can talk about anything you want to talk about as long as it's not politics. You can call us on that number I just said, 215-383-3810. Press 1, go to the screener, and you'll be in to talk to us. Okay, simple as that. Now, a word from one of our great, well, I'm believing God for sponsors, but this is a place that I can endorse. So you're on 75 and you are, say, en route to Detroit, or maybe you're coming back from Ann Arbor or something, and you still got a ways to drive back after an appointment, whether it be to Midland or whether it be to something further north. There is a great shopping center you can stop to at that's along the way, about 2 miles off the expressway at exit 117B Miller Road. I'm talking about the Genesee Valley Center. You got over 125 great stores and restaurants, many of which are inside. There's a few also outside. You can find favorites like American Eagle Outfitters, Bath and Body Works, Hot Topic, JCPenney's, Sears, Burlington Coat Factory, just to name a few. H&M has just opened there this past week, and also there is a Forever 21 in that mall. You got a great Disney theme type store coming in a few months. You got a great bouncy house for the kids that they can play in an arcade. You got a couple different places for rides, kiddie rides. You got a play place. You got a train. So you got lots of great activities there to keep the kids entertained while you shop. Eat. For food, you got places like Palace Coney Island, Hibachi, or Subway, along with a couple others. You also have, on the outer perimeter, you have Logan's Roadhouse and a restaurant called Baloui, which is a tavern type place. But Genesee Valley is a great shopping and fun for everyone. With the holidays, Genesee Valley Center does a great display. It's a great time of year at that mall. They have trees spread out throughout the center in various places. They have a nice big Santa set in the middle of the mall. Opening on November 16th. Details can be found at www.geneseemall.com. And remember to support your stores and local businesses throughout this holiday season, as Amazon is making stores take a hit. So, Genesee Valley, your place for great shopping and great fun. Okay, now, we're going to get into prayer, and then we're going to get into the meat of the night, which consists of some reading on faith, again, and exhortation, as well as updates on what happened last night in the world of sports, including a victory by the Lions in Lambeau Field on Monday night, and a victory for the Red Wings in Canada, in Canada. And so that's part of what, so that generally is what we got coming. So with that in mind, shall open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great show that you have blessed us with. I thank you, Father God, that you would bless me, bless Preacher Man, bless everyone who's taken time to help make this a great show. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you just bless me and bless those who have put all kinds of time into this. I pray that you just bless us. I pray that you bless the listeners of this show, the great people who are listening to this right now. I pray that you just bless them and may they be encouraged and enlightened as we read the Word of God and see what the Word has to say on faith. And I just thank you, Lord God, that the rest of that money for that equipment is coming in to me in the name of Jesus so we can have this great equipment so we can make the show sound even better. Yeah, praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are going to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. See what God has for us tonight. And I shall start now. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Hang on, we are turning the page. God had found God taken away. After he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age than Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered himself faithful who had made the promise. Who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he was good as dead. He was good. He became descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded it a disgrace for the sake of Christ and of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destruction of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab because she welcomed the spies, she was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, those who faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions and quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies, only received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be revealed. Refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. And the world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now, we will go to Genesis 36. This is the account of Esau that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the women of Canaan. Ada, daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Oholibamah, daughter of Enah, and granddaughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, also Basemath, daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Edah bore Eliphaz to Esau. Basemath bore Reuben, Rumel, and Aholibamah bore Jeosh, Jalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in Canaan. Esau took his wives and sons and daughters and all the members of his household, as well as his livestock and all of his other animals and all of the goods he had acquired in Canaan, and moved to a land some distance from his brother Jacob. Their possessions were too great for them to remain together, and land where they were staying could not support them both because of their livestock. So Esau, that is Edom, settled in the hill country of Seir. This is the account of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife, Ada, and Rimmel, the son of Esau's wife, Basemis, the sons of Eliphaz, Temayan, Omar, Zepho, Gedam, and Kenaz. Esau's son Eliphaz also had a concubine named Timnah, who bore to him Abimelech. These were the grandsons of Esau's wife, Adah. The sons of Reuben, Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Meza. These were grandsons of Esau's wife, Basemath. The sons of Esau's wife, Aholibamah, daughter of Anah, the granddaughters of Gideon, whom she bore to Esau, Jerusha, Jalam, and Korah. These were the chiefs among Esau's descendants. The sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, chiefs Teman, Omar, Zippo, Kenaz, Korah, Jadam, and Abimelech. These were the chiefs descended from Eliphaz in Edom. They were grandsons of Adah, the sons of Elam's son Rimmel, chiefs Naoth, Zerah, Shema, and Maza. These were the chiefs descended from Rimmel, his Edom. They were grandsons of Esau's wife. Grandsons of Esau's wife, Basemath. The sons of Esau's wife, Oholibamah, chiefs, Jerush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the chiefs descended to Esau's wife, Oholibamah, daughter of Anah. These were the sons of Esau, that is Edom, and these were their chiefs. These were the sons of Seir and Horite, who were living in the region. Lotan, Shabal, Zebon, Anna, Dashon, Izar, and Jashon. Their sons were Seir in Edom, were Horite chiefs. The sons of Lotan, Hori, and Honam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alvan, Mahanas, Ebal, and Onam, the sons of Zebeon and Anna. This is the Anna who discovered the hot springs in the desert while he was grazing and his donkeys with his father, Zebeon. The children of Anah, Dishon, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the sons of Dishon, said, hold on. Ishvan, Ithran, and Charan, the sons of Ezer, Belhan, Zavan, and the sons of Deshon, Uz, and Aran. These were the Korite chiefs, Lotan, Shobal, Zayan, Anna, Adar, and Deshon. These were the Korite chiefs according to their divisions in the land of Seir. The rulers of Edom. These were the kings of during the Edom before any Israelites, before any Israelite king reigned. Bela, son of Yor, became king of Edom. The city was named Himba when Bela died. Jobab, son of Zerah, from Basra, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Jusham from the land of the Simonites succeeded him as king. When Heshbon died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Ahoth. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrava succeeded him as king. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shaul died, Baal Hanan, son of Akbar, succeeded him as king. When Baal Rahan, son of Akbar, died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mahetel, daughter of Matrad, and the daughter of Me Zahabab. These were the chiefs descended from Esau by name, according to their clans and regions. Timnah, Elba, Jedith, Aholabama, Elad, Pon, Kenaz, Taman, Haradost, Magdel, and Arak. These were the chiefs of Edom according to their settlements in the land they occupied. This was Esau, the father of the Edomites. Okay, folks, I want to talk to you about something. Sunday morning, my mom is going to be teaching a great word over in Saginaw. My wife, Julie Shukla, is going to be over in Saginaw. And she's going to preach a bit on miracles. Beforehand, though, I'm going to sing a song on miracles. And part of what we believe for on this show, The Preacher and the Miracle Man, is the belief that God will do miracles. It's an amazing thing. You know, there's so many different things in your Bible where it talks about the various miracles. You know, there's supposed to be things that you can do, you know. It's God's will that it's God's will that you never need a miracle. But if you do need one, God'll be right there for you. He'll be right there to help you and to show you what you need to do to get that miracle. You gotta be believing God. You gotta believe He exists. You gotta accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior. You also gotta have patience. Sometimes you gotta be very patient. And you can get that thing that you're believing for. No. It's so amazing, you know. I just think all the time of how He is the miracle worker. Now, they've done certain plays or whatever called the miracle worker. That doesn't do it justice, though. He really is the miracle worker. He really is. And I was talking about last night some of those kids. How Thursday night when I was talking to those kids about how they're believing God for one's believing for warts to go away and others believing for a birthmark to go away. And they're believing God for various ailments to be taken care of. And by they're going to see these things to completion. They're going to see all these things in their body be made manifest. And I'm going to see mine made manifest in the name of Jesus. And I just feel that it's going to be amazing what He's going to do. So before I get into the brief sports update, I must do my other commercials. Where's that cup? Where's the cup with Coke? This time it is brought to you by not McDonald's specifically, but the Coca-Cola Company, whose drinks you can get in bottled form, like a glass bottle that I just found today with my name on it. My mom gave it to me today. Someone had gotten that for me for graduation, and we were finally able to pick it up. It was so cool. My name, Rivers, is on the bottle. My name on this bottle of plastic Coke. But, it's brought to you by Coca-Cola Classic, who is happiness. Coke and a smile. All good living is shooting pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Some of those old-time commercials for the classic Coca-Cola, also available in either zero form, the zero sugar form, diet, or you can also have the different flavored ones such as cherry Coke, vanilla Coke, with the Coke Freestyle, orange Coke. You can also find them at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. More than another endorsement that I am doing right now. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Great place to take a pit stop. You know, when you're on the highway. I'm not giving a numbered highway because could be various interstate highways in various states. chances are not most of you have seen a Cracker Barrel. Maybe you've just passed it up and thought it wasn't the fanciest thing. Well, it's not necessarily super fancy, but it's down-to-earth Southern hospitality. You'll go in there, and people like me who are believing for their site to be made manifest, there's a sign in there that says we have Braille menus. So I go in there and I sit down today and looking at the menu, and I'm thinking in my head, what am I going to get? I get my food, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and corn. $5.99 lunch. So in other words, it's $5.99 lunch specials, Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., I believe. Check with your local Cracker Barrel for more information. In this area, you have three different Cracker Barrel Old Country stores. One is on I-75 at exit 164 Wilder Road. Another is I-75 at exit 144A, which is Dixie Highway in Bridgeport. And finally, exit 122, Pearson Road in Flint Township. I mean, in Mount Morris Township. Of course, when I talk anything about the Flint area, I have to be so careful when I say where it is because of the water thing, the water crisis stuff. Regardless of that water stuff, Cracker Barrel Old Country Store invites you to come in and try great new holiday dishes, Christmas dishes like cinnamon strudel French toast. I haven't tried that yet, but next time I go in there, I'll be sure to try it out. That strudel, cinnamon strudel French toast. Sounds delicious. So great. So, made me think of a song. But nope, I'm not going to sing it. I'm not going to sing it until after Thanksgiving. Because some people are probably grinching, thinking, why are you saying anything about holiday stuff? Christmas stuff.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Hey, I'm being nice by keeping that off till after Thanksgiving for the people who are grinching.
You just coined a new word, you grincher.
You're grinching. That means right now you're holding off. You're holding off at least until after Thanksgiving. You're really grinching if you're still whining, on like Black Friday. Because in my mind, once you get to Black Friday, you're officially in Christmas season. I'm like I'll be in the malls and like either my local mall or somewhere else like Saginaw, Flint or Great Lakes Crossing or something like that. And during Christmas time, with me and the people who I've talked to, we kind of say that Christmas starts on Black Friday and then the last day of it for retail is the last full day is December 23rd and then a partial day on December 24th. But even in other ways, I feel like Christmas does officially start on Black Friday, like when it comes to the Christmas music and that all around, which we're going to be talking about Christmas stuff this year. We're going to be talking about Christmas a bit based on the birth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. What happened? Why we celebrate Christmas? And by the way, why is it called Christ Mass? Why isn't it called a different name? We're going to talk about it after Thanksgiving. First, next week or the week after, not sure which. We're going to talk a little bit about the pilgrims and that journey, Voyager journey that they had, that and landing at Plymouth Rock that gave birth to our Thanksgiving in this country. And so it's going to be great. I hope you can join us. We're going to talk about it as the time comes. Now, we are going to move on to you got that right. NFL football, Monday Night Football, except for I did the wrong music because I did the Fox music. Nonetheless, let's forget about the nonsense of that music and go to last night's game of the night, in which you had the Detroit Lions going to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers. Go Pack, go. Of course, I say no Pack, no. They didn't have too many. The Packers fans last night didn't have too many time chances that they got to yell "Go Pack, go!" really loud at the top of their lungs. That's because the Lions did a great job keeping the Packers at bay as they win 30-17 for the first time. Well, a note before I get into how Stafford did. For the first time since 1971, the Lions never punted the ball once. Now, there was a lost fumble. I guess you can't have it all, you know. you can't have it all. A game necessarily have a game with no punts and also no fumbles. It'd be nice, but also you'd have probably a higher score. They did have a missed field goal. That was would have been a pretty long field goal. Also, the Green Bay did score one final touchdown last play of the game because there was a pass interference call on us on Detroit that put it at the 1 yard line. It should have been 30-10, if you think about it. Really should have been 30-10. The way it was played, the way that game was played, Stafford was lights out. Like 70-some percent of his passes were completed. Abdullah got one of the touchdowns. Just great game in comparison to that previous abysmal in which they couldn't beat the Steelers to save their life, even though they won in every category but the scoreboard. That should have. So 4-4 should have been 5-3, but no go because of that silly 10-second runoff rule. Should have been 6-2, but not at all, thanks to the Lions not scoring any touchdowns. Instead, they had to settle for field goals in the Steelers game. That was at Ford Field. Now, Lions will be playing on Sunday at regular time. I'm not sure yet who the opponent will be. I will let you know next show. Now we move on to Red Wings hockey. My attempt to do the old horn of Joe Louis Arena, the Little Caesars Arena horn, sounds just like it. Basically, it's a record over. I think they should have done something different. But we're not going to worry about the nonsense of that goal horn right now. Instead, we will go into how they fared. Red Wings, 3-2 winners at Vancouver. Vancouver, that's supposed to be a tough team, guess not last night. They got three goals. Goaltender did a pretty good job for the Wings. As now they're starting to get a little better. They remain on the road and will play again tomorrow night. So that's it for sports. Now I'm going to give a little, before I sign off, I'm going to give a little thing of what's going to be happening. Preacher Man is going to be doing a truck driver job now, it looks like. So he will still be on the program, but how it'll work is that I may be here, like here at the McDonald's, and he may be on the road somewhere, like in his truck or whatever. And we're still gonna be on the air. It's just that he won't be here live. He'll be from a different location. It'll still be the Preacher and the Miracle Man, though. That is not going to change. I just wanted you all to keep that in mind. It is still going to be the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. Still believe in miracles. We still are going to have the same stuff. We're still going to have the sports. We're still going to have the Coke versus Dr. Pepper. We're still going to have the Word of God and faith. We're still going to do these series on the holidays, like I was talking about. We're still going to do them. And so, you got anything you want to say, Preacher Man, about that transition thing about your, if you do, I'll give you the mic. Because I was trying to explain the thing about, like, the truck driving thing and what have you. Well, so I would let you do it.
Here's the transition thing. The Miracle Man is kicking his show really good. And I'm proud of him. And I have got to have another job, another way to bring in some
lots of moolalala.
Green. Some people call it cold and hard. I call it soft and cuddly. Cabbage. I like cabbage. Bread. I like dough. Give me some dough.
Donuts. I like them even better. By the way, next time, your sponsor, Donna Donuts from Fort Michigan. Okay, on Bristol Road.
Anyways, I got to have a positive cash flow situation. So, anyways, I've probably got another job here, and it's going to be driving truck. The cool thing about driving truck, if the truck's not too loud, depending on where I'm at when you do the show, we can be together.
Yep.
I'll still be helping schedule the show and all of that. And to the best of my ability, I'll be able to be on. The cool thing about it is, with a little that equipment that we've been talking about that the Miracle Man needs, then we can both be on the same time. And the audio will be so much more clear with that on the program. So, praying with us and all the stuff works out together, and then it's all going to work. I can broadcast right from the seat of the semi. I've done it many times, as long as the semi is not too loud. Some of them.
And, of course, I can always hear them on the highway in most cars, you know.
Yep. So, yeah, and I hope I have a really good horn. But, you know, that way, just know that we're there. I'll talk when I can talk, and if I can, I won't. But the Miracle Man will just keep making it happen, and I'm never going to give up Dr. Pepper.
I'm never going to give up on the Coca-Cola.
We're both in agreement that America's greatest fry
is McDonald's.
Right here. You might see me at a Cracker Barrel.
Or you could see me at a Waffle House in, like, Ooh. Toledo or somewhere else.
Hallelujah. That's where I look like I'm driving, down to Waffle House country.
And then down in.
And I make you dance a dance right there, bro.
Woo! Yeah, buddy. You
now also I'm a really big fan of that one awesome steakhouse. What's the place called? Haven't been there in a while.
You're not talking Ponderosa, are you?
No. It's like Ponderosa on steroids.
Is it Golden Corral?
Golden Corral.
They're putting one in Saginaw very soon.
For the Golden Corral. So I might broadcast from there one day. But the idea is, this is how it works. This is how live blog talk radio works. We're really getting the Miracle Man to the point where he can be able to take some form of device and go right to a game. We talk and talk game and talk sports and broadcast and have a big time.
Yeah.
So that's what
it's
all about.
Just believe God with us.
Yeah.
We're going to get there.
It's not about going backwards. It's about going forward.
We're going to be going forward. We don't go backwards with God. We only go forward with God.
That's where we're at.
Only forward.
And this is number 39 right here.
I thought this was 38.
Well, I'll go look and see. I'll be back in a minute.
We are not having technical difficulties. We are just having the preacher man is going to look to make sure and verify that this is episode number 38. As I said at the start of this podcast, I had said it was 38. We need to make sure of that because I do not do any false advertising or anything like that on this show. This doesn't mean I'm 100% accurate all the time, but it should be corrected. So, nonetheless, we are at number 39, folks, which means that next time it is 40.
Broke another barrier, man.
Wait, and what we do? And we keep breaking the barriers. It's like the man on the moon. It's kind of like the man on the moon.
Let's go to the moon and broadcast.
We won't have any cell signal up there probably. Like
you
if there'd
think
be.
Think Charter's there yet?
No, I don't. I don't think Spectrum's there yet. It's not Charter anymore.
I know it's not Charter.
It's Spectrum now, but
it's all the same goofballs running it.
It's still the same goofballs. It's still a monopoly. Dang it!
It's not life. It's monopoly.
It's still
Parcheesi.
Monopoly.
Maybe it's a Parcheesi.
They're monopoly. It's a monopoly company. It's like you don't have three or four or five, six, seven different cable companies from which to choose. Which I think, I think you should.
Now, I want to say something else here. This is November the 7th.
11/07. Yep.
On November 11th is Veterans Day.
Vets Day. Yep.
Now, I encourage you to take your favorite vet out for lunch. Here's how you do it.
Or supper or breakfast.
Take him to Applebee's because his lunch is free and then you get to take him out. It won't even cost you anything.
Because chances are you're going to eat there anyway.
Call Pastor and say, I'm taking you out for lunch. Take him to Applebee's. It won't cost you anything. And you took him out for lunch.
Or my brother.
Or your brother. Yeah, take your brother.
Yep, I'll take my little brother. Yep.
Your little brother. Do it. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to do it. This is what else I got to say about that. Any day you walk in a restaurant and see a veteran, if you feel benevolent, pay his bill. You don't know what these men have faced. And you don't know who you're going to meet. I paid for a couple guys' bill one time in West Branch. You know who it was? It was two of the original, what did they call those guys? I don't know how else to say this. Nobody be offended. I got to describe it. It's the first black men that was ever flying, what they call them?
Yeah. I forget.
it's a movie. Anyways, two of those guys was in West Branch. Had their hats on. I shook their hand and said, thank you for your service. I didn't know who they were. They were in West Branch eating at the Big Boy.
Yep.
Buy their meals, man. You're going to hear some stories of people. And you'll be a blessing. And I'm really working hard to beat Annie to getting the name on this.
You better win.
The flying, like the red men or something, what are they called?
Is it red men or something?
We'll get into that. But the idea is, you know, be a blessing to the vets when you see them. And you don't have to wait till Veterans Day to shake their hands. You know, Memorial Day is honoring those who gave their life. Veterans Day, Red Tail. See, I knew. I was close. Veterans Day is to honor those that not only served but came home and are still alive and they're still active force, you know, in America. Look at them two guys that stood up in Texas and took that shooter out. Both of them were veterans, trained with a weapon. They knew what to do. The one guy said, I just knew what I had to do.
And he did it.
And he did it. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine how many more people would have been killed?
The whole church. I can guarantee it.
That's just wrong, man. That's just wrong. Wake up. Listen to what Pastor's been saying for years. Anyways, that's the update. Got anything else?
No, I don't. And with that in mind, I say this all the time. I mean it. Don't take this for granted just because it's a catchphrase that I say at the end of, but I've said 38 times at the end of the past 38 shows. I say it at the very end on purpose. I say it because it's very important. And this idea that it's God first, family second, church third. God first, God second, God third. You can say God first, family second, church third all you want, but many times it'll be more like family first, church when I wanna, God when I feel like it, or it'll be work first, family second, church whenever I feel like it, and then God, yeah, when I want to. God first, God second, God third. God should be involved always. That is why we say God first, God always at the end of every show. Because it's really important that God be first in your life. And even if you do, if you listen to it just for my sports content, my pick sixes, which I'm going to do again next time because it'll be the last show before the weekend and I want everybody who watches the games to be. But even if you just listen to it for that, I really hope that God is first in your life. If he isn't, you need to check yourself so that he can be. So, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.